20.
Hey, any big plans for today?
Yep, checking out Target's 4-day sale.
Oh, for what?
For scoring 20% off.
For 20% off?
For everything you need for spring. 20% off tees, jeans, and shoes. Even select bedding, bath, storage, and more.
Wait, for real? For how long?
4 days. That's the name of the sale. Target's 4-day sale.
Ah, the 4-day sale. Count me in for sure.
Don't miss Target's 4-day sale. Ends Monday. Restrictions apply. See Target.com for details.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump's civil fraud judgment. I'm Michelle Franzen. A New York judge handing down a decision in the civil fraud case involving former President Trump's family business. That ruling from Judge Arthur Engoron orders Trump and his companies to pay nearly $355 million for fraudulent business practices. ABC's John Santucci.
It also appears that Donald Trump's two eldest sons, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, who are running the company while their father was in the White House, both boys on the hook for $4 million apiece.
The judge also banned Trump from the New York real estate business for 3 years. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
This is not ruinous for former President Trump, but it is incredibly punishing because he, his children, executives at his company have been held liable for a decade's worth of business fraud.
The Trump Organization calls the ruling a gross miscarriage of justice. This is ABC News. 9,000 Ford employees at a truck plant in Kentucky are threatening to walk off the job next week if their demands for better working conditions are not met. A record shattered in women's college basketball.
Caitlin Clark has done it, scoring a career-high 49 points Thursday night, breaking Kelsey Plume's record for the most career points in women's NCAA basketball history. Clark proud to do it while wearing an Iowa jersey.
This is a place I, you know, grew up loving, and people have supported me ever since, you know, I was a young girl playing high school basketball in this state, and they always pushed me to achieve my dreams and supported me every step of the way.
Iowa head coach Lisa Bluter says Clark is at the crest of a wave.
Women's basketball all across the country needs to ride the enthusiasm that's going on in our sport right now.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meanwhile, in men's hoops, a 20-minute delay in the matchup between Fairleigh Dickinson and Long Island University, all because 13 members of the FDU squad got stuck in an elevator. They won in overtime. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Medical marijuana is not happening in the current session of the Wisconsin legislature.
Speaker Robin Voss thinks the bill could still pass in the assembly.
I've not had anybody come to me who was a supporter and say they have changed their position. But when we see that the Senate wants to have a more liberal version than one that we're willing to pass, it probably doesn't leave us enough time with the waning days of the session to get an answer that both chambers can adopt.
Senate Republicans opposed the Assembly bill's establishment of state-run marijuana dispensaries. And some Republican senators opposed legalizing marijuana in any form. at the Capitol. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A fatal Tuesday night crash in Fond du Lac has now been classified as a homicide after police located a vehicle that struck landscaping blocks and came to rest on a cluster of bushes. They found a woman later identified as 33-year-old Ashley Kahlo of West Bend unresponsive inside the vehicle. Kahlo later died at a hospital. A 3-year-old child who was also in the vehicle was uninjured. Wednesday, a 20-year-old Fond du Lac woman was taken into custody in West Bend after police issued a temporary felony warrant for her arrest. The woman was arrested for first-degree reckless homicide and is being held at the Fond du Lac County Jail. A 21-year-old Fond du Lac man was also arrested for harboring or aiding a felon. An effort to reduce drunk driving in Wisconsin. State Senator Chris Larson is proposing a requirement for all drivers convicted of OWI to get alcohol-detecting ignition interlock devices installed in their vehicles. It's currently required only in some circumstances. It's the seventh time the Milwaukee Democrat has introduced legislation to do that. Larson's bill would include those convicted of first offense OWI, which remains a misdemeanor in Wisconsin. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 12 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy with some blowing snow, especially out in the rural areas. 31 tomorrow, Sunday, sunny, high of 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Farming and ranching. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. And coming up on today's program, we have some great stuff for you. I spent some time at the National Farm Machinery Show earlier in the week. And we get an update from our friends with Trelleborg and Mitas Tires. Chris Neidert with Trelleborg is going to be on the program with me today. Well, actually, I talked to him earlier this week at the Farm Machinery Show. We learned more about their new TM1 tire, and so we're going to hear that conversation coming up in segment two. In segment three, I was able to talk earlier this week as well while I was at the Farm Machinery Show with the USDA Deputy Secretary, Xochitl Torres Small. We will be hearing that coming up after the bottom of the hour in segment three. And then at the end of the show, we're going to learn more about a new documentary called From the Heartland that features Laverne, Minnesota farmer Sean Fikema, some of the regenerative agriculture practices they're doing, and much more. We're going to have a conversation with Sean at the end of our program today. Thank you again for joining us. Let's kick things off and get an update on some of the things that are moving on Capitol Hill. Joining us now, Jerry Hagstrom with the Hagstrom Report. Jerry, great to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us on the show. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. It's been quite a week in Washington with Secretary Vilsack speaking or testifying before the House Agriculture Committee, and then the big USDA Outlook Forum, which was taking place for the 100th time. It's been 100 years since USDA started that program to try to pull together everything in agriculture once a year.
Well, Jerry, a lot of headlines coming out of those two things that you mentioned. I want to start with Secretary Vilsack's testimony in front of the House Ag Committee. And I'd seen some chatter and heard some talk that things maybe got a little prickly at times. There was some partisan divides there, not surprising with that hearing. Can you share an update on what exactly happened in that hearing with Secretary Vilsack?
Of course. Well, certainly it did get a little bit prickly. And basically the hearing came down to both the Republicans and the Democrats using the hearing to make the kinds of statements that they want to make on the campaign trail. With the Republicans defending an emphasis on big production agriculture, and Vilsack emphasizing that he believes We need to help medium-sized and smaller farmers in order to shore up the population in rural America. And this is the Vilsack's campaign about helping medium-sized and smaller farmers has been his theme in all his speeches this year, and I'm sure that that will continue. Now, the complication in all this is that we don't have any way of seeing compromise between the Democrats and the Republicans to write a farm bill. They're still at loggerheads over their main issues, which are all about finding more money for the bill.
Well, and that's a great point you bring up. And I, you know, thinking about this, and really, it feels at this point, Jerry, I know we're still early in 2024, but trying to find common ground to get this farm bill done, I'm still holding out hope, maybe in the next couple of months here, but that that election calendar is ticking. The clock is ticking on that election calendar, and there's been some chatter already that the can could get kicked down the road to 2025 for a new farm bill. Is that something you're hearing as well?
Oh, indeed. At this point, I do think it will get kicked down the road to 2025, and sometimes I even wonder if they'll be able to reach agreement then. We could end up extending the 2018 Farm Bill year after year. In terms of the short-term schedule, the biggest issue we've got now is that Congress needs to figure out how to finish the 2024 Agricultural Appropriations Bill. Now, that's a bill that funds many of the other divisions of the Agriculture Department. It isn't about farm subsidies or food stamps, the SNAP program. It's about all the other things like food safety and research, et cetera. But they haven't reached agreement on that. And Sanford Bishop, the ranking member on that subcommittee, told me that he thinks there are issues there that are going to have to be kicked up to the leadership level. That's probably still about whether you can mail abortion pills and whether there are going to be cuts to farm programs that even Republicans on the subcommittee won't support.
Well, and we think about, you know, if we continue to kick the can down the road on a farm bill, circling back to the USDA Ag Outlook Forum, you know, the forecast from USDA sees an average prices on crops falling, margins tightening, you know, so things like that. I know there's some concern in farm country that, you know, a lot of farmers, a lot of groups in agriculture want to see some of those, you know, safety nets updated to better reflect the current environment here, Jerry. So it's kind of a, feels to me like a catch-22 to some degree.
Well, I think it is a catch-22, but I'd also say we haven't really heard the farm groups putting a lot of pressure on to do the bill. And that's because even though prices are going down, farmers are still pretty well positioned. As both Vilsack and Seth Meyer, the chief economist, said, it's been some good years. Farmers do have a financial cushion, most of them, and maybe it'll have to take worse times before the farmers put the real pressure on Congress to finish the bill.
It's something we're going to have to keep an eye on. Jerry, anything else that you've been seeing in D.C. going on here right now? I continue to watch just some of the fighting going on in especially the House side. We've seen things like the impeachment of Mayorkas and more. It feels like some of this this partisan divide is continuing on Capitol Hill right now overall, not just with ag legislation more.
Well, of course, yes, the partisan divide is continuing. And the big event that happened last week was the election of this Democrat in the suburban New York district. He replaced George Santos, the man who was forced out of Congress because of the scandals. And so really, the Republicans have one less seat in the House now. It's going to be even harder to pass legislation. So I think you're just going to see a lot of fighting as we lead up to the elections this year. And it may take the elections before we have clarity for what Congress might be able to do with the farm bill.
Yep, and that's something we're going to keep our eyes on real closely. Jerry, great to talk with you again. Appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us on AOA today. And we'll look forward to getting you back on the program with us again real soon.
Anytime. It's always great to talk to your listeners.
Jerry Hagstrom with the Hagstrom Report, joining us here today on AOA Agriculture of America. And again, farm bill, things like that, ag appropriations, as Jerry mentioned, these are all items that we got to get done, got to get figured out. And a lot of eyes on Capitol Hill from agriculture for those things right now. Okay, coming up next, we are going to take a trip back to the National Farm Machinery Show here. I was there on Thursday. I talked with Chris Snyder from Trelleborg. We will get to that interview coming up next. We'll be back with more here on AOA Agriculture of America right after the break. On February's episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, we discussed the relationship between the corn and poultry and egg industries with John Del Monte from NCGA, along with Mary Alice Kane and Jenna Gress from the USA Poultry Egg Export Council, known as USAPEEC.
We are a trade association. We represent the U.S. poultry and egg industry who exports, and we represent all sectors. Anyone who's touched by exports and is involved in the industry can be a member of USAPEEC.
From corn's perspective, obviously the poultry industry is a big customer. So as Mary Alice and Jenna both spoke to, exports are obviously an area that they specialize in. Exports account for 28 cents a bushel to the value of corn. So corn has a very vested interest in what poultry exports are doing.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-844-903-1744. 1-844-903-1744. That's 1-844-903-1744.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA. Well, Thursday I spent time at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. And man, oh man, I gotta say, the new equipment that gets rolled out every year at these farm shows just blows me away every single year. It seems like something new catches my eye that's bright and shiny and has all the bells and whistles. And there's so much technology that goes into these machines nowadays. It's really, really cool stuff. It is great to see folks at these farm shows as well. And the crowd at the Farm Machinery Show,
was definitely strong again this year. And I was able to catch up with a few different folks throughout the day and talk about some of the new products that were on display. Well, you think about these big machines and all the shiny new equipment. Well, you got to put some rubber underneath that equipment. I had a chance to catch up with our friends at Trelleborg and Mitas Tires. They're good friends of AOA. And I talked with Chris Neidert from Trelleborg to go over their brand new TM1 tire that they had on display during the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky this year. And he gives us the details on the pretty amazing technology that goes into the new TM1 tire from Trelleborg. Let's listen to that interview with Chris Neidert from Trelleborg from this year's Farm Machinery Show. We are here at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, and very pleased to catch up with a good friend of the program. Chris Neidert with Trelleborg and Mitas is with us here. Chris, it is so good to see you. And you know what? This looks like it's been a great show so far, hasn't it, Chris?
Well, Jesse, I got to tell you, this is my favorite show. You know, we go to the bigger shows, nothing to take away from Farm Progress, but we really enjoy coming to Louisville to the National Farm Machinery Show. The crowd was tremendous today. There's still a lot of people around, and we are always excited to show our tires, our technologically advanced tires, Jesse.
Yes, very, very true. And you have a new tire that you are displaying here and showcasing at the Farm Machinery Show, the TM1. This is some fascinating technology here, Chris. Talk to us about what exactly goes into this TM1 tire.
Jesse, as Trelleborg always does, we try to come to the forefront of technology, and the engineers have done it again. As you said, this is called our TM1 EcoPower tire. 65% of the material that's made used to build this tire are from recyclable or eco-friendly materials, Jesse. Just a really nice thing for the environment.
Well, and thinking about that, and we were talking about this before we went on the air here, I'm fascinated by how the engineers, to your point, have come up with some of the materials that go into a sustainable tire like this TM1. It's really just amazing technology, Chris.
Jesse, just a couple of things to talk about. We're using peanut oil, or I should say cashew nut oil. What they're doing with that is they're providing that antioxidant protection. So we know a tire's got to sit out in the sunlight, and you try to present, that's also called ozone protection, but that nut oil will help that tire resists the weather cracking or the weather checking. Something else, recycled bottles. We're using that in the textile portion, which is what we use to build the body or the body plies in a belt. So a couple of things as an example. Like I said, 65% of the pieces of this are from those type of materials.
Yeah, great sustainability aspect to this tire. And with the TM1, let's talk about this a little bit. There are a lot of under 150 horsepower tractors out there, and that's what this tire is really geared to, is for some of that light yard work or things around the farm and ranch, and also electric tractors, too, is what this tire is geared for, from what you were telling me. So talk about that a little bit, Chris.
Well, where we first showcased this, Jesse, was the Agritechnica Farm Show, or Ag Show, which is in Germany. It's the largest ag show in the world. They do it every 2 years. AGCO and Fendt, they came out with their new electric tractor. This was the tire that was original equipment on that tractor. So it was a really nice showcase event, and then we've brought it over here to show it here at the show.
Well, and looking at some of the specs and the aspects here of this tire, we're standing in front of it right now, and you were talking to me about some of the tread patterns and things like that and how it's better for lighter weight tractors and things like that. So talk to me about some of that technology on this tire.
Yeah, Jesse, it's not your normal what we call R1 or R1W looking tread. It's kind of a combination tread. It's got a center rib in the center of the tread that is going to help with tire wear. It's going to greatly reduce the rolling resistance. You know, you talked about an electric tractor. One of the things you're trying to do is keep the battery life up. Well, this center rib, it reduces rolling resistance up to 47% versus a normal ag tire. That's a huge thing, both in using fuel and using battery power. Then we have, if you go into the lug area, what we call our tread void, as the opening moves towards the shoulder, and I know we can't see that, but this opening gets larger. What that does, that helps keep the tread very clean. The other thing that reduces your fuel consumption or battery use is when that tire loads up, it starts to spin. Now you're taking extra time to complete your work. You're using extra fuel or extra battery power. So this really keeps the tread clean. And then we've got the famous Trelleborg Terrace Lugs. We have that in all our product. We've put it in this again. Again, its main mission is to keep the tread clean, reducing the consumption, reducing the battery consumption as well. So it's really, I really like the tread pattern, Jesse. I'm going to be curious to see how this goes. But it's for the lighter, the smaller tractors or the lower kilowatt tractors, yes.
Well, and I think about this, too, overall with Trelleborg and Mitas and the technology that you guys have employed in all of your tires and the experts like yourself that you have on staff. I always love to kind of hit this point home, how important it is to have a good quality tire on your equipment, isn't it, Chris?
Well, hey, Jesse, this has got the Trelleborg 10-year warranty on it. Now, think about that. There's not a lot of things on the tractor or your equipment that's a 10-year warranty. You put the TM1 on there, you're going to be covered for the first 10 years. For the first 2 years, if the tire fails, free tire, we pay for the service call, and then we have some stubble damage coverage. So you're talking about that. Absolutely, you've got some protection with this tire.
And we know that obviously longevity is important too to a great product like this. And so with that 10-year warranty, you know, our farmers are busy, they're on the go, they want that sense of comfort, and honestly, you know, with the ride too being a little bit better with a Trelleborg or Mitas tire, right, Chris?
Well, absolutely. You know, I didn't mention ride comfort, but again, with some tests against the traditional ag tire, this is a 12% better riding tire. Let's face it, the growers and users stay in the cab a lot. Anything you can do to make that ride better is going to help, and this tire will deliver that.
Well, Chris, the TM1, really fascinating technology. And I know, of course, if folks want to learn more about the TM1 or they want to learn more about the other tire products, Chris, they can go social media, online. Where could they find more information?
Well, they can. That's funny you said social media. They can follow me, Chris Neider. Just go ahead and Google me, and I'm on a lot of social media. But you can go to the Trelleborg website. It's Trelleborg-tires.com/en-US. You'll see all the information there, Jesse.
Fantastic. Chris Neider with Trelleborg and Mitas. Always good to see you and talk tires with you. Thanks for joining me here at the Farm Machinery Show.
Thank you for letting us talk about our product, Jesse. Thank you.
Once again, always fun to have a conversation with Chris Neidert from Trelleborg and Mitas Tires. Just so much knowledge that Chris has and all the folks there with Trelleborg and Mitas when it comes to tires. And again, my time was short at this year's National Farm Machinery Show, but I must say a lot of really cool stuff on display. Just thinking about, you know, over 1 million square feet of that expo center covered with new products, new equipment, lots of people making their way around the Kentucky Expo Center grounds as well throughout the show. There is just a ton going on, and it was really cool to at least sneak into the expo. Well, not sneak in. They let me in, but go there for a day on Thursday and take a look at things. And I know I'm going to be sharing some more updates from the show here, maybe on the program, but also on our AOA social media channels and podcast channels and much more. So definitely be on the lookout for more coverage from this year's National Farm Machinery Show. All right, coming up next here on AOA, while I was spending time in Louisville, I was also able to get a few minutes on the phone with USDA Deputy Secretary Xochitl Torres-Small. They are rolling out some more new funding and programs in the climate smart commodities realm. We're going to talk about that. I'm also going to share some news headline updates, including some other recaps from the USDA Ag Outlook Forum on Thursday. We are going to get to all of that and more coming up here after the break, as we'll be back with more here on AOA, Agriculture of America, on the way right after this.
When it comes to cereal disease protection, Prosaro Pro 400 SC fungicide from Bayer makes all the difference. With three effective active ingredients for overlapping control of foliar and head diseases, and a flexible application window for head scab, it's formulated to lower DON, protect yield potential, and promote superior grain quality. Prosaro Pro. The future of plant health starts here. Visit ProsaroPro.com to learn more. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Every Tuesday, we're sitting around the table, sponsored by CHS, where we'll be talking with folks from throughout the cooperative system. Join us as we discover what makes cooperatives unique when there are more options to do business than ever before. We'll learn how farmers and ranchers like you benefit from a system where decisions are made by the members that own it. Tune in every Tuesday for Around the Table or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers from General Electric and Speed Queen. If you need an appliance repair, Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service all major appliances. Call Elsevia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your home appliance needs. Elsevia Co-op, your GE and Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Milk markets were mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 7 to 1687, April down 4 to 1709, May down 3 to 1747, June milk up 3 at 1803. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher on Friday as the markets found a level of equilibrium after more cash trading activity did develop. There was also some strength in some of the boxed beef prices, that helping to support the markets. Hog futures also moving mostly higher, as well as, again, strong fundamentals in the hog markets supported prices. February live cattle up $1.37 to $187.77. March feeder cattle up $3.92 to $2.5102. April hogs up 22 cents to $85.22. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets closed up mostly mixed on the day, as not a lot of new news to help move the corn markets higher, other than they're heavily oversold at some of the nearby months. Again, on that quiet news front, did move lower. Soybeans higher due to strength in the meal markets. Meanwhile, wheat markets, they were also lower as the sell-off extended and actually accelerated in wheat today. March corn down 1 1/4 to 416.5. New crop up 2 to 458.75. November beans up 7 3/4 to 1148.5. March wheat down 6.5 to 560.5.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
As farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Well, again, as I was spending time at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, the USDA Ag Outlook Forum ongoing in Washington, D.C., and also USDA and the Biden administration making some more announcements here this week with programs that tie in with the climate smart commodities and climate initiatives that are currently being seen by the administration at USDA. One of those is the Working Lands
Plains Climate Corps. I was able to catch a few minutes on the phone while I was in Louisville at the farm show with Deputy Secretary for the USDA, Xochitl Torres-Small, to talk about some of these new programs that have been rolled out, some of her goals for 2024, the year ahead here, now that she's been in her role as Deputy Secretary for a few months. So we talk about all that and more. Here is that interview with USDA Deputy Secretary Xochitl Torres-Small as we talked on Thursday, February 15th, while I was at the Farm Machinery Show. Here is that interview. Deputy Secretary at USDA Xochitl Torres-Small is with us. And Deputy Secretary, great to talk with you. And I must say, it's been a while since you and I've had a conversation. Probably it's been since you were moved into the role of Deputy Secretary. So congratulations from me. It's great to talk with you again.
Thanks so much, Jesse. And please still just call me Soch.
Well, Soch, I will go with that then. Thank you for the time. We got some great stuff to talk about here from USDA, the Biden-Harris administration rolling out this week. And I want to start with the Working Lands Climate Corps. Give us a rundown. I know this all ties in with the Climate Smart Initiative and everything that we have from the administration and USDA. Can you give us the details on this a little bit?
You know, farmers are so often some of the most important stewards of private lands, but they don't always get the credit they deserve for those sustainable practices. And that's becomes increasingly challenging with the historic investments that are coming from President Biden's administration when it comes to fighting climate change and making sure that we're taking charge when it comes to the increasing disasters that we're seeing. And that's why we want to make sure that farmers get the support that they deserve. And so we are establishing a new Working Lands Climate Corps. What this does is it will train the next generation of conservation and climate leaders who then make it possible to work with farmers to make sure they know how to apply for programs to support the climate smart practices and agriculture solutions across the country.
Well, and I think about this, obviously the climate smart practices and more, this has been a big undertaking from the USDA and from the administration. And just talk about some of the things we've seen as far as adoption across the country from our farmers and ranchers. I know that there's been a lot of funding for climate smart practices. I mean, in your eyes, here at the beginning of 2024, programs like this and more, where do things stand with the Climate Smart Initiative right now?
So I was in Michigan recently and got to visit with a farmer who had worked with NRCS to put together a conservation plan. Then she worked with Rural Development to get a Rural Energy for America grant to get solar up on her roof and drive down her energy costs. And then she was part of her conservation board. And through her conservation board, she applied for Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities, where they are going to be able to identify practices, climate smart practices, and help turn those into products and a market where they can use it to advertise the practices that they are implementing and get a fair share of their food dollar as a result. So these are all opportunities that farmers have to increase their bottom line and get a fairer share of the food dollar. And it's exciting to be able to invest in those things. But what we've seen is that we want to make sure every farmer has a shot at receiving those services. And so this investment in more than 100 young people to help connect farmers to those programs will, one, create more opportunities for more farmers, and two, help build the pipeline of future leaders, both at USDA and beyond, who are dedicated to the future of agriculture.
Well, really, a lot of great things going on in terms of climate smart programs and more. And thinking about this, too, really, when it comes down to it, it's all about stewardship as well and taking care of our lands and what we have to grow food and feed and fuel the world, right?
That's absolutely right. Farmers work so hard to feed our world every single day. And so it's an honor and a joy to invest back in them. I would be remiss if I didn't know that this partner, this client, Working Lands Climate Corps, is done in partnership with AmeriCorps, the Corps Network, as well as the National Association of Conservation Districts. And if you are an organization that would be interested in employing some of these young people, there's a request for proposals out, but it will be, it's due back March 8th.
Okay, well, we will try to take note of those deadlines. We'll share those as well on our websites and social media, too. I should ask, I know we have a few minutes left in your schedule and time here on the show today, so I really appreciate it. Just maybe crystal ball for me a little bit, some of your goals, some of Secretary Vilsack's goals here, the administration here as we go through 2024, continuing on this climate smart path. What are some things that you want to get done here in the year ahead, if you could talk about that a little bit?
You know, when we look at these historic investments, it's all about making sure that farmers can turn those into income streams so that they can get a fairer share of the food dollar. Secretary Vilsack's been very clear that farmers shouldn't have to get big or get out. They should also have the opportunity to get innovative and find new markets and access to new markets that can allow them to diversify. And by investing in climate smart practices, by investing in value-added agriculture, and by working to drive down input costs through some of our fertilizer programs, there's an opportunity to make sure that farmers of every size have the opportunity to succeed and make a fair living.
Well, again, a lot of things going on. The Working Lands Climate Corps initiative as well. We'll get those deadlines and more posted online. And with that, Deputy Secretary USDA Xochitl Torres-Small, appreciate a few minutes of your time. I know things are busy, especially with the Ag Outlook Forum going on there in D.C., I'm sure, and whatnot. But we great to have a conversation with you. Thanks for joining us on AOA, and we'll look forward to getting you back on the program again soon.
Jesse, it's always fun to connect. Thanks so much.
Once again, USDA Deputy Secretary Xochitl Torres-Small joined me on Thursday while I was at the Farm Machinery Show in Louisville. Also, that USDA Ag Outlook Forum, the 100th Ag Outlook Forum ongoing. Farm margins expected to tighten this year on falling prices for many commodities, but a key takeaway from the Ag Outlook Forum is that new revenue streams are making a difference on the farm. The forecast for many crops like corn and soybeans was no surprise. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer.
After 3 years of pretty high commodity prices, the direction is largely for lower prices.
Now, as U.S. farmers responded after Russia invaded Ukraine and more supplies now dropped the 23-24 season average prices to $5.60 for corn, $12.90 for beans, and on strong Russian sales, $8.50 for wheat. And farm costs, except for fertilizer and fuel oil, are still up, as is foreign competition.
We have seen tremendous growth in soybean production in South America, Brazil, Paraguay, Argentina, and we can handle that production at a global level and support prices when Chinese demand was growing at more than 4%, up to 8% a year. That demand has slowed.
But Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack argued in his keynote speech that there's still hope for a sector that's lost over 500,000 farms since 1981, while big operations get bigger and small ones struggle.
How about we create multiple income streams that that farmer can utilize? So if commodity prices, as Seth indicated, are down 1 year, maybe there's another source of income that's also coming into the farm that bolsters the family income that doesn't require you to work two full-time jobs, which allows you to make the case to the young people who want to be the next generation that, yes, you can, in fact, be the next generation.
Leading USDA to invest billions to promote new export markets, climate-smart commodities, sustainable aviation fuel, on-farm renewable energy, local meat processing, and USDA food buys, all of it Vilsack finished, so the communities and the farmers that make rural America possible can survive.
To make sure that we send the message to every single farmer, regardless of size, that they are valued, not just for what they do, but for who they are.
And once again, USDA Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack speaking at the 100th USDA Ag Outlook Forum. And you couple the Ag Outlook Forum numbers with the census of ag data out from USDA as well earlier in the week, and plenty of data to really take a look at here for agriculture as we move forward. Also, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the United States is 18 months away from a vaccine for bird flu. That news came as more than 81 million U.S. poultry and aquatic birds have been killed by avian flu across 47 states since January of 2022. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. has found bird flu this year in 8 commercial flocks and 14 backyard flocks so far, affecting 530,000 poultry. During a congressional hearing earlier the week, Vilsack said we're probably 18 months away from being able to identify a vaccine that would be effective for the particular flu we're dealing with now, quote unquote. And in May, the World Organization for Animal Health said government should consider flu vaccines in their poultry to prevent the spread of avian influenza. So we'll be watching that story, monitoring it as well. All right, coming up next, before we wrap up AOA today, we are going to learn more about a new film called From the Heartland, which gives an inside look into one family's day-to-day farm operations in southern Minnesota, some of the work they're doing with regenerative agriculture, and some of the new opportunities they are looking at and how they're telling the story of agriculture. Sean Fikema from Laverne, Minnesota, was the star, the Fikema family, of this film. And we are going to talk to Sean and learn more about the film and some of the things they're doing on their operation. That's coming up next. We'll be back with more here on AOA right after the break.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Zach Sturm, a fertilizer trading expert with CHS, provides 2024 fertilizer planning strategies. Zach, when is a good time for farmers to secure their fertilizer needs for this year?
Now would really be a good time to get with your local account manager and work on a plan to secure that supply that fits your specific needs. If you look at price activity, in most times in the spring, basis will increase $20 to $40 in the spring and have that kind of premium versus what NOLA is. So you may see NOLA prices go down or other prices go down, but your local market may stay the same or increase. And that's just due to in-season demand.
Well, what crop nutrients will likely be in demand this spring and why?
We see a strong demand across the board this spring for N, P, and K. We're still looking for a favorable corn crop this year and also a favorable wheat and bean crop along with that.
Well, what shipping and logistical challenges exist that could impact fertilizer supplies?
Yeah, this is really on the forefront of our minds, especially with all the geopolitical happenings that we've seen over the last 6 months to a year. Vessels are avoiding going through the Suez Canal and are going around the Cape of Good Hope. This really matters for the U.S. farmer because that's a major shipping lane, especially for urea, as most of that product comes out of the Arab Gulf going to the U.S. And the Suez Canal is utilized really as a shortcut to get to the U.S. Not being able to go through that due to the war in the Middle East and too much risk from the vessel owners and having to go around the Cape of Good Hope is adding 15 to 20 days of transit time. So certainly that impacts the timing of when the supply ship can get to your backyard. And also there's some added cost to that extra transit time with fuel cost. And the second point is just continued low water on the Mississippi River and other river segments like the Arkansas River.
Thank you for joining us on Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com. When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And thanks for sticking with us here on AOA Today, Agriculture of America. Right now, we want to learn more about a new documentary called From the Heartland and talk with the star of the film. His family's farm was featured in this film. Sean Fikema from Laverne, Minnesota is joining us here on AOA. Sean, it's great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Sean, let's start. Just tell us a little bit about your operation that was featured in the From the Heartland film and some of the sustainable practices that you guys have adopted. I know that was a big focus of the film. Let's start there.
Sure. So, yeah, we're just a third generation family farm here in southwestern Minnesota. I farm with my brother and my wife and his wife. And also my uncle is still around and helps us out along with, I think, 7 or 8 employees. Corn, soybeans, small grains, and we feed cattle. So that's kind of the nutshell of our operation. And most of the cropping is done with no-till and strip-till practices, along with a lot of cover crops that we implement as well. So.
Well, thinking about that, I know a lot of your day-to-day was documented in From the Heartland, and maybe share with folks what that process was like, going through filming and letting them get a look at what you guys do on your operation and kind of telling the story of agriculture. Talk about that, Sean.
Yeah, so obviously being in film is very different than what life on the farm is usually like. So that was quite an adjustment, having cameras follow you around and look at what you're doing all the time. And every time you look from under some piece of machinery or somewhere else, there's a camera sitting there waiting for you. So that was a little bit of an adjustment, and especially for the guys all running around here that our employees, it was kind of odd having all the cameras around. But it's just different when you have somebody following you around, right? I mean, you don't think about your day-to-day actions very often about the every little thing, but you had to when they were following you around. And they were a great crew. They did an amazing job of letting us do our work and letting us do what we do without interrupting our day. So
Well, I know you have a partnership as well with sustainable aviation fuel company Gevo, and that was featured in the documentary. And I know that SAF obviously is such a huge topic of conversation right now. Can you share your thoughts? What made you decide to enter into that partnership and your thoughts on some of this, the growth potential we have with SAF right now from a farmer perspective?
Yeah. So, you know, when we were contacted by Gevo to do stuff, it was really just about them wanting to understand some of the practices we were doing, the strip till, the no till, how we were growing our corn. And at the time they were looking at SAF as an option, but at the time their plant here in Luverne was just an ethanol plant. And so when they asked if they could come out and do some look around and we could show them around, we obviously said yes. Yeah. We wanted to showcase what practices we were doing and how it was working for us. But as we kind of continued down that relationship, I guess the reason we kind of stayed on board or jumped in maybe a little deeper was the idea that this could be a something that could benefit our local economy and our local farmers. So that's really, why we stuck with it. And then also the opportunity I just was tired of, essentially running, farmers running their marathon and the outside world throwing rocks at us as we go by. And so this was giving us the opportunity to talk about farming and let people understand what's really going on in agriculture. And that was probably my primary focus as far as, getting the word out about what it is that farmers do. I mean, I'm not just talking about strip till, no till. I'm talking about all farmers that, the world just doesn't understand what we do anymore. And somebody has made a narrative or told them a narrative that's just not true. So that's kind of what the purpose of it was. And as far as SAF goes, it's an incredible opportunity. I think looking forward for a way for us, a market for our grain, offtake or co-products that come back out for feed. And it's just a great rural story that can be told. And I think from my perspective anyway, I'd much rather figure out ways to develop products that you showcase or use our products that provide a better income for the farm rather than looking to the government to provide us with some sort of, subsidy or something like that. Sure. I'd rather do it through products. So, So that's kind of the thing. I really think it's a great opportunity and, it's been a good ride and we'll see once where it takes us.
Well, to your point that you made there earlier, kind of to wrap up our conversation, I think I hear this some too. I mean, there's some folks that, they go to the grocery store. They don't necessarily know exactly where their food comes from, but they would like to know more. So to your point about telling the story of agriculture, I think it's so critical, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah, it is. This past winter's been kind of a busy one. We've been all over the country really talking about what we've been doing and what's going on in farm country, in ag country. And people are genuinely interested. They, for the most part, they really want to learn and they really want to understand what's going on. They're very eager to hear what is going on. They're blown away by the technology and the data and the different, management practices that every family farm has pretty much implemented on their operation. It's not like, what I'm telling them is something that, just our operation is doing. This is what everybody's doing and they don't realize it. They don't understand how deeply managed these operations are nowadays and what technology and different sciences are involved.
Sure. No, that's a great, great point. I know if folks want to check out From the Heartland documentary and learn more about your operation, FICAMAFarms.com is a great place to go, isn't it?
Yep. Perfect place. Yep. We got a link to the trailer there. We're hoping to get the documentary out in the public a little more here come this summer. Right now it's just running the film festivals and doing stuff like that right now. So,
great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. FICAMAFarms.com. We'll share that on our social media as well. With that, Sean, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us on AOA today.
Hey, thanks, Jesse. You have a great day.
You as well. We're out of time here on Agriculture of America. Thank you for joining us on the program. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. On February's episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, we discussed the relationship between the corn and poultry and egg industries with John Del Monte from NCGA, along with Mary Alice Kane and Jenna Gress from the USA Poultry Egg Export Council, known as USAPEEC.
We are a trade association. We represent the U.S. poultry and egg industry who exports, and we represent all sectors. Anyone who's touched by exports and is involved in the industry can be a member of USAPEEC.
From corn's perspective, obviously the poultry industry is a big customer. So as Mary Alice and Jenna both spoke to, exports are obviously an area that they specialize in. Exports account for 28 cents a bushel to the value of corn. So corn has a very vested interest in what poultry exports are doing.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force.